Milk Bottle Audio presents The Museum of Tat, devised by Robert Crichton, with Michael Foles.
Welcome to The Museum of Tat. I'm Professor Colin Jeffries, curator of The Museum of Tat.
And Kitch.
And this is Geoffrey Collins, former professor of Tat at Sheffield University, currently occasional lecturer at INTAT at Hull.
Hello.
Now, thanks to the government's new business for grants scheme...
Because the museum is about to be repossessed.
Yes, we're proud to announce that this episode of the Museum of Tat...
And Kitch.
..is in partnership...
Sponsored.
..by the Lelandai Furniture Shop of Sunderland. Artisan furniture in unusual shapes.
Like a pine shop, just not as good.
Also, to help raise funds to keep the collection together, we're selling off the choice items featured in this series. So if you're interested in owning a piece of your very own tat, then go to the blog now and see how you can bid for tonight's item on eBay. Mm. And this little feature we're calling Tat or Fortune. like the television series, you know. Anyway, now this item is very small.
Yes, yes.
I tell you what, Geoffrey.
Yes.
Would you like to describe that for the listeners at home?
Oh, I would be enamoured. Well, it's a round, bejewelled and bemirrored and bemusing little object, which... Oh, it's a container. So,
yeah, so it has some kind of function to it.
So you can keep things in it.
I think this is ostensibly what it is for. So it's a little container.
A little container.
Now, what is the primary colour, would you say, of this little container?
Wow. Well, amongst the many, I suppose the main one is a rather glittery, bright pink.
Pink. Pink, yes. Is very much a shocking pink.
Pink beads.
There's
four rows of pink beading. Pink.
Mm-hmm.
Across the top, we've got a blue beading.
A blue fluorescent, would you say?
I think it's turquoise blue.
It's very bright. I mean, when we say it's quite small, let's just give you the dimensions. It's slightly under 2 inches. Across,
yes,
it's a round. It's a round
pink
thing, and then in terms of height, it's only a little over an inch high. So it's quite squat. So yes, we've got pink beading. Pink is the primary colour that we're going for here.
Pink.
A bit of blue beading. A not very lustrous green. There.
Yeah, I thought it was more goldy.
There's a goldy one going across crossways.
That's a yellowy gold. That's a greeny gold.
And then there's a greeny gold. And then there's little bits of mirror. Like a mirror ball died.
Yes.
And they've picked up the pieces and just sort of randomly stuck. Because though there is a sort of patination going on here. Glitter coming off in my hand there.
I did see something on the bottom there. Is that the maker's hallmark?
There are two labels, and we will attempt to... the base is a sort of black felt.
Yes, black guy. Let me feel the felt.
The felt has been felt and is felt.
It's felt, yes.
It's felt. We have a label here, and it is the label from the charity shop in which I purchased this.
Oh, right.
And it was an act of charity, I felt, considering that I paid... How much did I pay for that?
49 whole English pence.
Yep, 49p. And underneath that, there appears to be... I'm going to peel off this sticker because it's not original. It's just from the charity shop. And it actually has... Oh, dear God, it's got a barcode.
So I think that's...
Someone has spent enough time to actually think that this... hideous, hideous thing deserves a sticker with a barcode on it. Now, of course, that barcode may mean something else. And I think we're going to have to now go away and do a little research. This may be on the blog later, maybe a little supplementary episode here, where we find out what that barcode actually means.
So it's not antique if it's got a barcode.
We can't be certain.
It has just been stuck on with a... sticker.
Bit of sticky, but presumably from manufacturer. So yes, it's only a maximum 20 maybe 30 years. You know, there's no more
yeah,
on that.
Yes, now.
Because, frankly, if it was much more than about 2-3 years old, then I'd imagine it all the horrible decoration would have fallen off.
Yes.
Now, when it comes to Tat, it doesn't have... And I think this is very much in the kitsch area, the new kitsch department that we've been forced to...
Kitsch in.
Yeah, it's very much the kitchen, isn't it? That's where we had to put most of the stuff that was dumped on our doorstep. But when you look at something like this, and the interior, it's actually made of metal, presumably been manufactured properly somewhere. Mm. And then I suspect it was sent to some artisan, inverted commas, where
The Lion de Richadoro. That was artisan, wasn't it?
No, you're getting confused. This would be sent out to low-skilled workers.
Oh, yes.
To decorate at home for pennies. I mean, I doubt very much if they earned anything like 49p for it, certainly if that was the price going
they wish.
In the charity shop. It's lined with felt again, so I think that part is definitely an industrial process. Whereas the decoration is so haphazard and so badly done.
Well, it's almost like I suppose it came as part of a kit.
There's no
decorate yourself.
This may, in fact, have just been a small child of middle class parents, perhaps produced the decoration on this, and the parents took one look at it and threw it in the bin.
I think this sort of thing is getting more commonplace now, and it should be discouraged. Because,
well, it should. I mean, I have to say, this is only one of many that I found in this charity shop. And I took it to the counter with my 50p. I got a receipt and the change. No way I was going to give an additional penny to this charity. And I handed it over, and she looked at it, and she looked at the price, and she typed it in. And she said, as she found me a bag, because obviously, you know, I'm not going to go out in public with this.
No.
She said to me, "Ooh, isn't this nice?" That's what she said to me.
Ooh, isn't this nice?
She looked at me, a grown man, holding a small trinket holding
pink,
shocking pink thing, and she said, "Isn't this nice?"
Maybe if you were a small princess-loving 8-year-old girl.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, that would make sense. That would make sense.
Maybe it was nice.
And the thing is, the reason why this is really tat, what are you going to put in it?
Well, this is one of my concerns about...
I've got some cufflinks here somewhere. I've got some cufflinks, I think, in this box here. So let's just see. Can I fit... I've only got... Oh, that's odd. No, that's a pin tie. Okay, I don't have any cufflinks on me. I've got one cufflink and a small green... You don't need to know. It's about the same size as a cufflink. Now, I put the two cufflinks in there.
Oh, yes,
and,
yes, yes.
Actually, no, you can fit one...
Yes.
One set of cufflinks in there, if you wanted to. Now, obviously, I don't think I'm the target market here.
No.
And some of the pink beading is already coming off there, if you just see that. But yes, you can only really put one set of, or a few, I mean, even for pins, I don't even really think you get many pins in there.
No.
It's basically useless.
A few paper clips, perhaps?
I think, yeah, but even then, how many paper clips could you get in there? I mean, that's something we may look at and put on the blog later.
How many
paper clips can you get in a piece of utter... I mean, this is what happens when kitsch is allowed into the collection, and I fought against this, and we were promised by the government that if we took on the kitsch from the Kitsch Collective, we were promised that they weren't going to cut our funding, and we agreed, and we found a cupboard. It was a nice cupboard as well, wasn't it?
It was a nice office. Yes,
and it was nice, and it was right near the back staircase, near the fire escape, and it wasn't that damp or anything. They still took, 95% of, and we got this.
Because you can fit some stuff in it.
Yeah,
so
but it's.
Is it tat or is it? You know, it's got.
It's tat.
A little bit of use though.
It's not for what it is of enough value. It is cheap enough.
Mm.
It is tacky enough. Mm. It is not really that useful.
No.
You could live without one of these.
I could
find other things, bigger things, would you separate us in to collect lots of little things, because we all have lots of little things.
Well, I do.
This
yes.
is not a storage solution, is it? This
no.
is something that you get because you're bored.
You've got some time to fill. You're stuck in a small village and you decide to go in the shop and think, this will be a nice present for somebody I hate.
Yeah. So if you'd like to purchase yes, this item, it cost us 49p. And obviously, there will be postage and packaging on that. But it won't be much because it's not very big and it's not very heavy. So if you are interested, all purchases from the Museum of Tat...
And Kitsch.
Yes, and Kitsch will come with an authentic accreditation from the TAT classification board.
Yes.
Can you prove to us that this is not worthless? If you bid more than, 50p, if you bid 50p for this item, plus postage and packaging,
yes.
you will prove that this is not necessarily TAT. If you don't, and nobody buys this, then we're stuck with it.
And I want my
A penny.
A penny.
I mean, seriously, we've got a lot of overheads to cover. Anyway, see you next time.
Yes.
Pink. 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 Pink.